Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. Most of the times, when poems come to me, they come as emotions. Something that I have felt or seen or experienced, and it has left an impression on me. And I'm sure it is like that for most of the people. And that is, of course, except the nature poems, which are visual. But these emotional poems are not visual, but they're visceral. This particular poem that I have for you today, which is titled Gone Forever, is actually a visual poem. I was thinking about a prompt, and as I sat at the dining table, the sunlight filtered through the curtains, and my hands cast a shadow on the tabletop. And as I sat there, looking at the shadow they cast, and saw the dust particles dancing in the air, my eyes became unfocused, and I saw this whole scene being played out in front of me. So the whole poem is how I felt about what I saw, if that makes sense. Here, the son is talking about a girl whom he has seen grow up into a woman and is lamenting the changes he has seen and what happened in the end. She was gone forever. Oh, how I miss her. She was a waif of a girl with a sunshine smile. Though I am sun, it was her face that shone so bright. She would close her eyes and look up at me. I would gently caress her face. My warm fingers would tickle her under her chin, and she would giggle. And my fingers would tingle as if dipped in warm honey. She was opaque and would twirl and play with her shadow, full of laughter and love for who she was. But as time went by, she looked at me less and less and smiled with a cloudy smile. Slowly, her shadow dimmed. Alas, she was losing herself. Tiny pieces given away to others around. I blew hot and I blew cold. I tried to entice her with gentle zephyrs. Come and play with me, I would whisper. Sink into your shadow and watch it dance with joy. For you are together once again. Sadly, she paid me no heed. And now, she casts no shadow. I shed hot embers at her loss, for I cannot touch her now. Piece by piece, part by part, she dissipated in the winds of life. Now, her spirit's evaporated, her soul is gone, her energy is cold. She no longer glows or burns, only an empty shell remains. Oh, how I miss her. She's gone forever. When I saw this girl, or imagined this girl, or saw her in my mind's eye, whatever you want to call it, she was wearing a yellow knitted frock, and as she twirled, her hair fanned out behind her, brunette and silken. And she wouldn't stop twirling and laughing. And then she morphed into a young woman wearing something yellow again. And then the twirling slowed, and the shadow slowly disappeared too. It was so surreal. It was like I could almost reach out and touch her. Well, that's why this poem is so special to me. And now, without a shadow of a doubt, we know what the next section is. It is the one question section. Last week I had asked you, In between the color strips of his scarf ran an invisible thread. What was that invisible thread made of? The right answer is pure love. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudha ji. Thank you, Vasudha ji, as always, for DMing your answer. Now, the one question for this week. How did the sun try to entice her? Sending in your answers, as you all know, is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram, and my handle is Shweta's Basket. Or you can email your answer to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. And if you enjoyed it, then please follow or like the podcast and use the link in the show notes to visit the website and leave a comment. Rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Share and recommend us to your friends and help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 19 different podcast platforms as well as YouTube. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very competently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.